Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God, reading for the second epistle of our teacher Paul to the Corinthians, may his blessings be with us, amen. I say again, let no one think me a fool, if otherwise at least receive me as a fool, that I may also boast a little. What I speak not according to the Lord, but as it were foolishly in this confidence of boasting. See that many boast according to the flesh, I will also boast. For you put up with fools gladly, since yourselves are wise. For you put up with it if one brings you into bondage, if one devours you, if one takes you from you, if one exalts himself, if one strikes you on the face. To our shame, I say we are too weak for that. But whatever anyone is bold, I speak foolishly. I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in strips of measure, in prisons more frequently, in deaths often. From the Jews 5 times I received 40 strips, minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides other things. What comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches? Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is made to stumble, and I do not burn with indignation? If I must boast, I will boast in the things which concern my infirmity. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forever, knows that I am not lying. In Damascus, the governor under Aretas the king was guarding the city of Damascenes with the garrison, desiring to arrest me. But I was let down in a basket through a window in the wall and escaped from his hands. It is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. I will come to the vision and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know, or whether out of body I do not know, God knows, such a one was caught up to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in body or out of the body I do not know, God knows, how he was caught up in paradise and heard inexpressible words, which is also not lawful for a man to utter. If such a one I will boast, yet of myself I will not boast, except in my infirmities. For though I might desire to boast, I will not be a fool. For I will speak the truth, but I refrain, lest anyone should think of me above what he sees me to be or hears me to be. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of the Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in my infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. For I have become a fool in boasting. You have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended by you. For in nothing I was behind in the most eminent apostles, though I am nothing. Truly the signs of an apostle were accomplished, went among you with all perseverance, in signs and wonders and in mighty deeds. The grace of God the Father be with you all, amen.